Joining us this morning is Vince Smith, the Professor of Environmental Studies and Social Sciences at Southern Oregon University and Director of the SOU Center for Sustainability. And you folks are planning a five-acre farm at SOU. I assume you're not getting into the ag business or turning into an ag college, but what's the purpose of the whole sustainability project and this particular five-acre plot?
The project really began through the work of students. About 3 years ago, students were interested in finding ways, in part, to provide food for our low-income students. There are a lot of students at SOU who are food insecure. That is to say that they're concerned about where their next nutritious meal will come from. The Center for Sustainability is in part designed to alleviate that food insecurity for our students.
And did you already plant over the winter?
We did not. We began planting about 4 weeks ago. The hoop houses are now filled with plants. There are about 5,000 plants already out there awaiting transplant into the fields. By this coming spring, it will be a fledging farm.
And how will you bring that food to the students? Will that be served through, you know, cafeterias or something, or will the students have access to that food, like a food bank or something like that?
We're currently planning three different distribution mechanisms. The students would receive the food right outside the Stevenson Union, and that would be provided to them in a farm stand style, and it would be provided to them at very, very low cost, in part in hopes that they will be able to find nutritious food in ways that they can't previously. We'll also hope to have an on-campus CSA, or a community-supported agriculture program, for faculty and staff who want to buy a share of the farm. And we also have worked with Aviance, our food service provider here on campus, to buy wholesale from us as well.
And this project will be rolled out over a period of the next few years, won't it?
That's correct. It will take a lot of time. There are a lot of obstacles in the way of achieving what we want to achieve here. This year, we'll begin the project. We'll begin by working on the farm component of it. But the project as a whole is much larger and involves a lot of sustainable technologies and business incubation. It will take years to achieve what we're hoping.
And I understand that a big part of this is more than just growing fruits and vegetables. It's to provide some leadership training, isn't it, for the students?
That's correct. If we wanted to build a farm, this wouldn't be the best location to do it. And certainly, we don't have the skills to produce a large-scale commercial operation. What we're hoping to do is provide a site where students can research sustainability and where they can develop the leadership skills necessary to go out in the workforce and work on a range of projects. And we're talking about sustainability very broadly. Some students are interested in getting involved in nonprofits. Others will go into for-profit business. Others will work in communications or in teaching. But the Center for Sustainability is a location where they can practice what they've been learning in the classroom.
And I assume that they'll be getting some college credit for what they're doing. Are you drawing folks from different majors, it sounds like, or is the primary group interested in sustainability as a profession?
The students who have been involved thus far come from all disciplines. We have students who are classic in that they study environmental studies here and they've always had an interest in sustainability. Other students have come to us from the visual arts, the performing arts, are interested in ways that they can share their expertise through the Center for Sustainability. The master plan for the site has an art studio on its site as well, in hopes that we'll be able to create a place that's visibly appealing, that's stunning, with the siskiyous in the backdrop, with this gorgeous landscape of native plants in the foreground and agricultural crops as well.
We're speaking with Vince Smith, and he is the director of the SOU Center for Sustainability. If you'd like to join our conversation today, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. In the Rogue Valley, you can reach us at 541-552-6782. And, of course, as always, email jx@jeffnet.org. The folks that are beginning this journey, some of these students, do they know much about farming at all? Do any of them come from a background, or are they... This is right down in the dirt, learning it. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before the show that you come from a farm background. My family did too. Sort of where is their level of expertise as they come into this program?
The students range. There are students who are involved in the project who are here getting involved because they've never had a chance to feel the dirt, if you will. They feel like they've always wanted to get back to the land, and most of them have no idea what to do with it. On the flip side, working at SOU has its privileges, and that is that many of our students come to us with a diverse background. We have our farm manager, for example, comes to us with over 20 years farming experience in organic farming in Texas. We have a director of operations who comes to us with a construction background and management of contracts. So these students, though they're undergraduates here at SOU and they're hired as undergraduate students, are very knowledgeable about what they're doing.
And one of the things is, I understand that on the property itself, you're actually renovating a building. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And what's that going to, what's the purpose of that building going to be?
When that building's complete, it will be a demonstration site for what a home can be in terms of sustainability. So it will be a site where contractors or even individual residents who are interested in building a home or interested in retrofitting a home with sustainable technologies can come, they can tour the building, and they can take a look at those technologies in use in order to better understand what they would look like or what they would, how they would function in a building.
We talked about this timetable to get this up and running and everything, but really it's a project that doesn't have a deadline, does it? It will change as the years go by.
That's true. It's really not designed to have a completion date. It's a project for the students, and the students will create it as they go. We have a master plan for the project to keep us on the straight arrow, if you will, but the students will design it as they go. There are elements of the master plan that are dynamic. They have no specific set design. They're designed for student projects, for student operations, things that will come down the line, and those continue to happen. In the last 2 years, we've already had over a dozen capstone projects on the site, and we haven't begun.
And you've had a couple of students that have done very well in competitions that are sort of related to this sustainability idea, haven't you?
Yes, two of those students won competitions last year, both Sean Franks and Andrew Mount, both who have been involved in our project. They both won a national competition in Portland last year on social business enterprises. Sean Franks with an idea that he could help alleviate food insecurity through a on-campus farm, and Andrew Mount through the idea of hydroponics as a way of doing the same. Both of those ideas will be incorporated in the site at some point.
I think when we talk about food insecurity, we often think about a community outside of students in college, but really that is a problem for so many college students, isn't it?
It is. It's a serious issue for our SOU students. Our students come to us with a lot of different backgrounds. Some of our students are here. Their parents have paid for them to arrive here. They're eating in a dorm. That's fantastic, and we hope that we can provide food to them through their dorms. On the flip side, there are a lot of students who come to us and remain living in their car while they're here at SOU. And that's terribly unfortunate, but we hope to do their very best to provide them with nutritious food. Students in Ashland can find food, but we're hoping they can find food that will make them strong and healthy and their family strong and healthy as well.
I guess we all have to go through the ramen noodle and peanut butter phrase, right? But it'd be nice to add something to that, supplement that.
That's correct. I certainly went through that phase as an undergraduate in college as well. But if we can do anything to supplement that with healthy whole foods, we would be grateful for that.
For the students that are involved, obviously they could do some volunteer work, I assume, or maybe some will be on a paid like internship or something like that, right?
Yes. Yeah, so right now the students who are involved, they come to us as paid employees. Others come to us as strictly as volunteers, and then we have a number of students who are enrolled in practicum or internship credits for their work in the Center for Sustainability. In the future, I can certainly imagine courses that would be taught during the summer that would be for credit that the students would be taking, and courses such as agroecology, an upper-level ES course that might be offered there at some point.
For someone who wants to major in sustainability, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, and all of the different things that are related to that, what are potential careers that can come out of something like this?
The career options for individuals who have a background in sustainability is pretty endless at this stage. Many of the students who get a background in sustainability will go on to for-profit businesses at this stage. So whether you're going to work for Walmart or whether you're going to work for some large organic industry, both are now hiring individuals who better understand sustainable technologies and better understand sustainable business practices. Our students that come out of a number of our SOU programs are better equipped to answer those kinds of questions for businesses. Others will go directly into government agencies, working for local land agencies, and others still will go to nonprofits.
Do you have a number of administration and business level type classes that are integrated into that program?
So at present, we have two faculty members in the School of Business who have been involved in the project. They were involved in the design and the setup. Those individuals teach courses in sustainable business and also in ecotourism. So we're hoping to incorporate those students into the project, and we currently do. Our director of operations is a business student at present and brings an incredible wealth of information to our project that students who perhaps are interested in the natural physical sciences wouldn't bring to the project. So having those students working together really makes the project work.
We're speaking today with Vince Smith. He is the director of the SOU Center for Sustainability. If you have a question about this new program, including the 5-acre farm or other things, give us a call here at 800-838-3760. If you live in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Is this something that other people in the community can volunteer to be a part of, or do you want to keep it pretty restricted just to the students?
We certainly don't want to close it off to students. We currently have a number of students working on the project, but there are also community members who are involved in the project. Right now we have one of our development coordinators who was working on grant writing and development is a community member who came to us because she saw what we were doing out there and stopped by, and currently there are a lot of parents who have stopped by with their kids asking if they can get involved, and provided they sign a liability waiver, we're happy to have them.
Get the lawyers involved and away you go. Besides the farm and whatever you're growing, and I was going to ask about that as well, but what other projects are you kind of in the early stages that you're moving forward on?
So one of the projects that will happen next on the site, and we're still working to make this happen, is a partnership with ScienceWorks to develop an outdoor classroom on that site. So the outdoor classroom will sit between our site, the Center for Sustainability, and ScienceWorks site, and will be a location for classes, both SOU courses, but also a potential site for ScienceWorks courses that we're going on summer camps, for example, to do outdoor learning activities. Other individuals and entities that will be involved in that include Rogue Valley Farm to School. They will be utilizing that site as well, and we're looking forward to providing them an outdoor classroom that they can make happen. They can teach their students there. A couple of the other projects that we have on in mind right now are the renovation of that farmhouse. It's a very old building. It needs a lot of renovation, so we're working very hard to develop the plans necessary to bring that up to a place where we can actually use it for public gatherings, perhaps. That will take us a little bit of time. We're also interested right now in the development of an orchard, and that orchard is almost complete. We've planted over 100 fruit trees on the site, and that will ultimately become what's called a food forest. It will be a multi-story, multi-level, very diverse landscape that will include both native plants as well as agriculturally productive plants. And will feature a number of rare or perhaps rare to our area plants.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, my parents had retired from farming, and gladly so by the time I was around, but we had a garden. So I don't know about yields. I don't know how productive 5 acres is. How much food do you hope at some point when it's up and fully running and all the fruit trees are mature and the vegetables are in the garden, how much food can you provide for SOU students or others?
So this surprises folks who come from Midwestern farm backgrounds, myself included here, where we would see productivity per acre at less than $1,000 per acre, in some cases much, much less than that. A mixed vegetable, mixed fruit production site like ours can produce between $30,000 and $50,000 of product per year. And our site, we won't actually farm on all 5 acres. There'll be certainly some spaces that are dedicated to native landscapes. We'll have native gardens for kids. But about 3 acres of that site may ultimately be under production, which means that in the coming years, we could produce as much as $100,000 worth of product each year for students on campus.
Well, I was going to ask that about the diversity of what you were going to plant and how you were going to use that. And some of it may not be the best yield in terms of food, right? But it may be a great yield in terms of education, correct?
Hopefully both. We hope we can accomplish both at the same time. There are certainly places within the site that will be dedicated more to the educational side than the production side. For example, one of the sites on the center is a children's garden, and that children's garden will be designed and will be built for children, and certainly productivity won't be our ultimate goal for that location.
Right.
On other parts of the center, certainly we're looking to educate students. We're interested in teaching them about where their food comes from, about how soil systems function, about how climate systems function. But we also want to produce food for these students. In that case, we will be looking to produce very productive landscape. That soil is fantastic. It was previously used for agricultural lands, and we have no doubt that we will produce very well on that site.
This has actually been on the drawing board for a few years, hasn't it?
It has.
How did that process come about? Whose idea was it? How did we get to where we are today?
So the story goes that the origin of the project can be traced to a frisbee game at Lithia Park with a number of students. And one of those students is Sean Franks, who I mentioned earlier. Sean Franks and Sean Lowry and Winston Friedman and others were involved in this game of frisbee, thinking about what they could do as students. How could they make a difference beyond the classroom? And they had this idea that they would develop an on-campus farm. And that idea was brought to me about 3 years ago. I was asked to take a look at that project and see whether there was any possibility of it becoming a reality by the administration. At that stage, I honestly said to myself, well, it'll be a fun project to teach students about, but ultimately, this is not something we could do at SOU. And it wasn't until about a year and a half ago that I began to realize what the students already knew, and that is that it can happen and students can make a difference.
How is the project funded?
The students have funded the majority of the project. The students charge themselves each year what's called a green fund fee. So they charge themselves a few dollars each term to invest in sustainability projects. Those sustainability projects at present include the development of solar technologies on many of our buildings, and it also includes the purchase of restoration credits for our water use, and those restoration credits are offered in the Klamath Basin. So we offset our water and we offset our energy. And the third way that we use that money is to develop on-campus student-led projects around sustainability, such as our on-campus recycling center and this new SOU Center for Sustainability.
What kind of collaborations are you working on in the community? Who are some supporters that are moving in and helping you?
While the supporters continue to climb, we've certainly seen a lot of public funding that's come to the project. Private foundations that have been interested in the project, and the public themselves interested in coming and donating their time, and many of them interested in donating supplies to us to help us out. In terms of organizations, Rogue Valley Farm to School is going to be a huge partner for us, as is ScienceWorks. ScienceWorks being our next door neighbor there. The other piece of this that's so important is that we chose this location because it's walking distance to five different public schools in Ashland. It's an ideal location for those schools, and we've been working with individuals within those schools to utilize the site. The closest of those schools is Ashland Middle School and John Muir Elementary, and I can't imagine that this won't be a great benefit to them. And we're hoping to offer the site and our programs to them in ways that their current sites can't offer. They all have their own programs existing. We don't hope to compete with them in any way, but to supplement those programs in any way we can.
I can imagine that if you were a science teacher in middle school and you were trying to teach biology or botany or whatever, what a great opportunity this would be to come and participate in that. Will there be any animals on site?
We have not had any talk yet about animals. Certainly, I've heard murmurings among the students about wanting all kinds of animals. At this stage, I don't think we're ready for that. I can't imagine how we would support animals on the site until we've had people living on that site in that house, and we're some time away from that. The one animal I would say that we are looking to bring on the site pretty soon is bees. So we're looking at an apiary possibility and still playing with the safest way to do that.
Take care of the pollination and everything.
That's correct.
Ashland is famous or infamous for having animals wander into town. Do you have a big fence up? Are you going to protect from deer or anything else?
This is a constant conversation amongst our farm management team. And the question has always been, how do we manage the deer without making our site appear inaccessible to the public? We don't want to put up a fence that will suggest to the public that this is something closed off, something you can't access. We want the site to be very much open. Individuals could walk through and learn about the site. They could see signage and interpretive materials. In fact, we've developed a master interpretive master plan that will look at all the different possible educational opportunities for the landscape itself. So we continue to fight with how we'll do that. And we're not sure yet what the deer pressure will be. It will be extreme, at least on one side of the field. And so we may ultimately end up having to look at a fence. But at this stage, we haven't gone there.
The folks that are involved in this at all different levels, I mean, is it open, something that's open to the public right now? Or do you need the fruit trees to grow a little longer? Is there a date on that?
Right now, if you went out there, it would look a lot like a construction site. So there's been heavy machinery on the site, and there's been a lot of large plantings going on. In the coming weeks, the opportunity for the public to get involved will be significant. We'll be announcing a number of different volunteer days for the community to get involved. Individuals who wanted to walk onto the site at this time are unlikely to find it to be appealing in the sense that there wouldn't be anything to go and do.
It might look like a real farm right now, though. Huh?
It looks like a real farm at the moment. We just finished tilling about a third of the field. It's muddy, and there are irrigation pipes that have just been buried, and lots of flagging around.
Yeah.
But by the time April and May comes around, later in April and in early May, there will be a lot of opportunities for community members who are interested in learning about sustainable agriculture to get involved in the project.
Will SOU be serving the food once it's grown at the cafeteria as part of that?
So this is up to Aviance, but presently Aviance is stating that they would like to provide this food to the students in our new dormitories. So yes, we're excited about that. We've met with them on many occasions, and we're extremely excited that they are willing to support SOU and willing to support sustainable agriculture.
Are there any other schools that are doing this? I mean, this seems pretty innovative. I mean, obviously, if you go to an ag college, maybe mm-hmm. you might see something like this at Oregon State or something, right? But anybody else doing this kind of program?
There are programs out there that offer on-campus farms. Certainly, there are a number of those. And they do offer them at ag colleges for the research end of things. And there are small liberal arts colleges that offer gardens like this, and gardens and then small farms. I think what makes our site unique is that it hopes to encompass a number of different things. So sustainable agriculture and environmental education and sustainability demonstration and building site. I think that makes us pretty unique. There are not a lot of other organizations or institutions out there doing this work.
For those who would like to learn more about it, do you have a website up and some information they can find out about?
We do. You can go to SOU.edu and you'll find it immediately. SOU.edu/sustainable will get you to our website. We also have, once a month, we have an on-campus meeting. It's not really a meeting. It's more of a gathering and a festival to get people involved. And we have community members attend every month. Our next one is held this Friday, April 4th at 11:30 to 12:30. And they're held in the Meese Room of the library.
Do you have, for the program in general, do you have a particular big need right now that you're really focusing on?
I think our biggest need at the present time is making sure that we have met and understand all of the city of Ashland's and Jackson County's needs for us. And it's a huge effort for someone who, I have a background in farming, and my PhD is in works around agroecology, but understanding local laws and municipal codes is a challenge. And so we're working very hard to understand those better, making sure that are doing everything we need to do to make our community happy with us. That's our hope.
That's good. We've been talking this morning with Vincent Smith, director of the SOU Center for Sustainability, about the process of developing a new farm at Southern Oregon University. Obviously, we'll want to talk to you again in the future at different times as things move along once the farm's up and running and you got some harvest coming in. Thank you for joining us this morning on The Exchange.
Thank you for your time.
We'll be back after a short break with today's edition of Writer's Almanac.